In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text this All Saints' Day is our Gospel reading, Matthew, the 5th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in all great stories, there is a journey. The journey is hard, often perilous, and rarely do the characters make it to the end without suffering and great loss. There are twists and turns, victories and defeat, and many enemies along the way. A journey requires courage and persistence. It is a testing of faith and a refinement of character. And in the end, there is a celebration, a ceremony bestowing honor on those who have come out victorious. Whether it is the knighting of a king or untold treasures, there is peace and there is joy that cannot be measured. And it is all done for all to see. That's what's so striking about the Beatitudes in our Gospel reading. They're the sort of words you would expect to hear at the end. Whether it's Gandalf from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, or Aslan from C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, or our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Creator and the Redeemer of the world. You'd expect the public declaration of blessing to come at the end of the journey. But our Lord speaks these words early on in the story, toward the beginning of the journey. Matthew 5, after all, is a long way from Matthew chapter 28. And here we are today, perhaps a long way from the end as well. Nevertheless, blessed are you. For our Lord Jesus gives you and I today a glimpse into the end, into the final proclamation and victory of the resurrection. Here we are with saints and angels gathered around the throne, listening in on the celebration at the end. And there is peace. That's the Feast of All Saints Day. It is a time to remember the journey in hindsight. It is a time to gather around the table and to tell stories of the journey. It's a time to speak of battles and courage and of those who gave their lives valiantly along the way. As we look around us, within these walls, we see the faces of those who led the way before us. We see the prophets and apostles, the martyrs and the evangelists, saints who now rest from their labors in the arms of Jesus' loving embrace, those who have gone before us even this year in the faith. For in a moment, during the prayers, we will read the list of names of those who have been granted rest from their labors over this past year. And we will remember their former presence among us and how they gathered with us to be fed, to be strengthened, to be nourished and comforted by the gospel and God's holy sacraments. But why? Why tell these stories? Why list these names in 2020? Why look at their faces and remember their presence among us within this life and within these walls? Because these are the blessed ones. These are those who are on the same journey as we are. But more than that, they are those who have reached their blessed end and remind us keep on going. Fight the good fight of faith and in the end receive the salvation of your soul. Dear saints, I know the journey has been long and the journey has been daunting this 2020 and throughout your life. The road is long and scary and full of peril. You have been afflicted with temptation, guilt, shame, sorrow, unrighteousness, and ungodliness, falling prey to the same sins you swore you were done with and would not commit again. But the things that you don't want to do, holding on to grudges and refusing to forgive, gossiping, lying, cheating, sexual immorality, theft, murder, coveting, wickedness, envy, slander, pride, and idolatry. That's what you keep on doing. And you have suffered at the hands of your enemies. COVID-19, broken bones, arthritis, cancer, Parkinson's, coronary artery disease, heart failure, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, and dementia. You have seen your share of battle scars. Degenerative health, loss of bone density, failing eyesight, chronic pain, exhaustion, depression, loneliness, isolation, wrinkles, gray hair, and mobility that is lost to canes and walkers and wheelchairs. And you have suffered great loss. The loss of fellow saints, of family, and of friends who were ripped away from you one by one by the cold hand of death. I know that you want to give up. I know that this is far more than you can bear in and of yourself. And at times, you cannot see any way forward. I know you need as much strength and encouragement as you can get to press on toward the goal. So today, our Lord Jesus gives you a glimpse into the end in order to strengthen your faith. It is Christ who leads you. It is Christ who guides you, strengthens you, comforts you, picks you up when you've got nothing left and carries you, just as he did for those who have gone before us in the faith, just as he did for the saints of old. He knows that the journey is marked by great suffering. For the journey is none other than the one that he traveled for each and every one of you. He entered the darkness. He hungered and thirsted for your righteousness. He suffered and was afflicted with your sin and with mine. He suffered at the hands of your enemies, sin, death, and the devil. And he received his share of battle scars. The crown of thorns embedded into his head. The nails driven through his hands and his feet. And the spear that pierced his very side. He suffered the great loss of family, friends, his own precious blood, even his very life, ripped away and given to the cold hand of death. Jesus endured the cross for you and for your salvation. Your journey is his journey, And his victory on Easter morning and the triumph of the resurrection, those beautiful good news and gospel words proclaimed in your ears, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed, Alleluia. That is your victory. And that is why he gives us the victory speech in the beginning. That is why he crowns us even now and here today as sons and heirs of his kingdom. Why he says, well done, good and faithful servant. Those words, they don't just come at the end, but even here and now today. Now, you are blessed. Now, yours is the kingdom. Now, you are comforted and inherit the earth and are filled with a heavenly banquet feast. Now, you receive mercy. Now, you see and dwell with God in his holy word and sacraments. So rejoice and be glad even now today along the way here in 2020, for great is your reward in heaven. And the time between now and not yet, I tell you, it grows shorter each and every day. The beginning and the end are closing in on each other. Your sorrow is fading into heavenly joy. Your death becomes more and more but a mere sleep and rest. Your loved ones and the saints of old are closer and closer to you. Your tired and broken bodies are being healed and will be changed to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things unto himself. And for strength along the way, along your journey, he provides for you food and drink at his table. Our Lord gives you to eat and drink his very body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins as a foretaste of the feast and the victory to come. Here, in these walls, here in the church and as the church, we eat and drink as kings and queens, with kings and queens. Here we eat and drink with angels and archangels. Here we eat and drink with our loved ones who have died and departed this life in faith. Here we rejoice with those whose labors are ended and whose rest is won. Because here, in the church and as the church, we eat and drink with Jesus. Here we dine with him at his table, feasting on his very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and the life of the world. Here we celebrate the end, even as our long and perilous journey continues. In and from this festal gathering, let us find new strength, new hope, new faithfulness to endure whatever may come our way. For we know the way to which we are going. It is Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, and the way in between. To him be all glory, now and forever. Amen.